I'd like to introduce to everybody Paul Donohoe. Hi, Paul.
G'day, Neil. How are you going?
Now, Paul's in here today because the Canberra's Writers' Festival is in that mode at the moment where you guys are probably very busy trying to nail everything down. You've put the website out, but is it all going to happen?
Well, it's a changing feast, Neil. It really has been. There was a moment where we thought we probably wouldn't have a festival. Restrictions over COVID started easing, so we thought, well, maybe we'll do a live. And then as they eased a little more, we thought, let's shed some light and joy for our loyal subscribers, and we'll do a mix of live with all events being streamed. So really, it's a very much scaled back event to what we'd normally be doing of 70 to 80 events. But we have got, well, we started with 28 events, 17 of those which were live. We've lost one due to an artist not being able to get out of Victoria.
Of course,
and there's another four out of Victoria, Barry Jones, Sleepers Wake Now, that we won't be able to go ahead as live events.
Mm.
The Insiders Live has been a popular event for us for the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, big draw card.
David Spears is locked down in Melbourne, so we've been fortunate enough to be able to reshape that, and we're going to have another event that we'll announce either today or tomorrow, yes.
Excellent.
To replace that. But, you know, all of our events are streamed, and I guess one of the beauties, if you like, of lockdown, et cetera, is that we've been able to secure some really high-named, renowned international artists, and with them, instead of paying all the travel expenses and that comes with it, we've been able to say, look, we can pre-record this at any time that's convenient for you, so that, really, they couldn't get off the hook.
Exactly. So how does it work? Is there any time when you've actually got an audience anywhere, or is it all people sitting back watching it on Zoom or whatever it is that they're working
no,
with?
No, we do have an audience, and when we first started looking at this, we were hoping that we would have a much bigger capacity. So we started off with being able to have 100 people, for example, into the Canberra Theatre Centre. And looking ahead, we thought maybe 250 on the next phase of restrictions being eased, and then possibly 450. Weeks later, we're still sitting with a capacity of 100, which also actually has to include technical crew and the people on stage. So, you know, we've had a number of live events sold out, and we're half glass full kind of people. We're hoping that restrictions might still ease a bit, so we'll have more tickets for people to purchase to actually attend.
Yeah. So how's it being received at the moment by your normal crowd?
Well, online sales for the streamed events are going well. And as I just said, a number of live events have sold out, and people wanting to know more. So, you know, we've tried to make it accessible, understanding that, you know, who our audience is. So, you know, those that are comfortable to come out can buy a ticket to one of our live events. And if you just want one streamed event, it's $10, or if you want to watch three, it's, you know, three for $15. So we've tried, would have been nice to do it for free, but under the financial constraints we've got this year, we just had to see some revenue coming in.
That's right, yeah. So who have we got as draw cards?
Well, Gloria Steinem is out of New York.
Now, that's one you'd never get otherwise.
No, exactly. And you know, she's got this, you know, well, she's a political activist and feminist organiser, and she's got The Truth Will Set You Free, But First It Will Piss You Off. And that's actually, I can say, been pre-recorded already, and it's a terrific interview. She's very generous, and it was a great interview. So I'd urge people to, and it's actually been selling very well, you know. She's
excellent.
Probably one of the highest sellers. And we're also lucky enough to get Liz Gilbert out of New York again in conversation with Chris Flynn, which was meant to be a live event here at the Canberra Theatre Centre again. Chris was going to be there speaking with her on the big screen, but he's stuck at Phillip Island and can't get out of Victoria, so there goes another live event into streamed event. But, you know, the other internationals are Colin McCann and William Dalrymple, and last year we had Simon Winchester, for example, interviewing, Richard Feidler introducing Simon Winchester, I'm sorry. Richard's got a new book out this year, so we thought we'd turn the mics, and so Simon's actually going to interview Richard on his new book from Massachusetts, in fact.
Excellent.
So that will be a live event, but, you know, we were able to, we didn't see a lot of local authors publishing in the last 12 months, and didn't have a lot presented to us. In fact, only one. And but you know, we've tried to incorporate as many local talented people that we've got, and so I think they make up about 35% of our total talent. And there's about 12 authors in there that have been published quite a bit over the last 3 years, in fact. So, you know, there's some really Rory Medcalf and Ellen Broad, Chris Hammer, and Nicole Curato, who's written a book last year, Democracy in a Time of Misery. Mm-hmm. And she's out at the University of Canberra. And, of course, the lineup to replace Inside is Nikki Saba, who's written Plots and Prayers and Road to Ruin, and Catherine Murphy was last year, I think her book was on disruption.
Of course, because they're insiders, people who are actually broadcasting from Canberra in this time anyway, aren't they?
They are. So they'll all be still involved in a great political conflict, I think. A jury of journalists, we might say. Yeah. So, yeah, there is a lot. And basically, we've had so many good events that we re-rolled out a number in the lead up to the festival this year, just as bits of teasers, so we didn't want to lose them. But basically from 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday the 12th of August through to Girls Night In, our signature closing night event, on Sunday the 16th. So there's, 5 days of broad, diverse program, something for everyone, as people say, but there really is.
Yeah. On Arts Cafe, we're talking with Paul Donohoe from the Canberra Writers' Festival, and we'll be back in a moment to talk about more, because one of the things, of course, it's a writers' festival, but the people who come along are actually readers, so I'll be asking Paul what he's been reading lately as well. But in the meantime, this is Radio Tarifa and La Mosca from their Rumba Argelina album.
Que donde me vino a picar, ahí debajo del delantal. La picarita de la mosca, la picarita de la mosca, que donde me vino a picar, ahí debajo del delantal. Y en el mundo se va el hilo de la castaña total.
Is Radio Tarifa from their Rumba Argelina album and La Mosca. We're talking with Paul Donohoe this afternoon on Arts Cafe, and I wanted to broaden out the discussion slightly to what might be on people's minds, because we know that there's been some press about the ACT Writers' Centre and its relationship or otherwise with the Writers' Festival. Where are we with that now, Paul?
Well, things seem to have gone rather quiet, to be honest with you, Neil. But yes, the ACT Writers' Centre did address issues of lack of local content and our lack of diversity. And, you know, we're the very first to put up our hand to say that, you know, we fully, you know, do our best for diversity. We also tried to explain that this year that we'd lost a number of artists with due to COVID and lockdown. Some that were out of Queensland and they went into lockdown and weren't able to travel, and now Victoria's done the same. So, look, we've tried to do our best, and I think, you know, roughly probably about 10% of our artists in this event are from diverse backgrounds. And, you know, as we've said, you know, we our door is always open for both the ACT Writers' Centre and also for all of the local artists. We really would encourage people to actually come forward, put a pitch in. Like, we receive hundreds of pitches from publishers and authors in any one year. And, you know, if I think that the lesson learnt would be that come the 17th of August this year, I'll put out a call for any local artists that are publishing in the next year to address that. And hopefully, if the COVID pandemic eases, that 2021 we'll be able to have a rich and diverse program as we've had in most years.
Yeah. So, yeah, so there's hope for next year to be
fingers crossed.
Yeah. More a harmonious approach. So, as I threatened before, I was going to ask Paul, because you know you're on the board of this organisation. There must be at the back of your interest there some reading itself. What have you been reading lately?
Well, I've actually only just started Julie Baird's Phosphorence, actually, and so I've just picked that up, and it's just so beautifully written, and I you know would say that it comes at a perfect time. It's so considered, and you would almost think that she had forecasted COVID in terms of how she's approached this book, really. So, yeah, and the other bonus of that particular book, it's probably got one of the most beautifully designed covers. That the jacket on it is an absolute gorgeous piece of artwork as well. So something to hang on to. Don't give it away. Don't lend it.
That's terrific. Well, thanks for coming in today, Paul, and probably just time to plug once more. What are the dates for the Writers' Festival?
12 August to 16 August. We open on the 12th with a couple of events, but we've also got our opening night feature dinner, The Hangman's Supper, with Adam Liao in conversation with Joanna Seville.
Tickets still available for that?
There are.
Oh, excellent. So, because that's the other thing, of course, go to the website, which is canberrawritersfestival.com.au, have a look at the program, and hopefully buy some stuff.
Thanks, Neil.
Yeah, thanks for talking with us today, Paul.